This is a general talk on the subject of transformation. The spiritual path is one of transformation of self from the lesser that one identifies oneself with as the body or mind or lesser personality, to the greater of which one actually is, the highest ideal that one can aspire to. A person is actually aspiring to that which is of their own nature, of their own being. And so there are many steps and stepping stones in the process that allow a person, permit one, open the way for the transformation of self to the greater being. I speak of this as remembrance, remembering what one is. It's been spoken of as your inheritance. Your inheritance is that ideal, that beloved, that joy, peace, harmony, that realization of unity, of becoming again. And this is real in the sense that this is your true nature, so it becomes your birthright. Your right by birth within this world to have an experience again, the fullness of what you are. And it's been talked about how people go through this world and they see the shadows, they see the images on the wall or the cave, so to speak, and they don't see the actual movie. It's been talked about how people are in prison. There's a wonderful story which is an extended metaphor of this, actually at least two that I know of, in which people grow up in a locked in a little room, a little cell, getting fed, getting clothes. They're born there, they go through life there, they die there, and they don't realize that there's an outer world that contains this prison. The prison is of oneself, of one's mind, and the society in which one lives perpetuates this. We find very few people who are actually focused on living the larger life of what they are. So a person forgets by being born in prison and associating with other people who grow and live in prison, getting fed, getting taken care of, getting their clothing, getting their education, not seeing beyond the walls, but occasionally getting a little glimpse out of a window that there may be more. Even then, they don't think that it's very far. The taste that people have of intuition, inspiration, guidance, their dreams, speaking with other beings, the influence of the psychic level or spiritual level, these all tend to break the barriers, the framework, the forms that one lives in, gives a sense that there's more to life than just here. But most people don't go beyond the prison of their own minds, prisons of their own conditioning. A few, like yourself, if you're serious about progressing on the path to realization, look for conscious ways of transformation. Transformation, becoming again what you are, remembering again. And these talks that follow will give some tools and approaches toward transformation of self. The remembrance of what one can be and what one is are the tastes that come through meditation, through focusing on the highest of one's ideal and intermediate steps which allow one to grow beyond the identification of oneself as being solely the body or their mind. These are clothes that one wears. These are garbs. One discards the thinking, one discards the body, and continues on. What is the I? What lives? What dies? What continues? These things, the answers to these things, are found within oneself through remembrance, becoming again, called realization. Realization being when it's put into living practice, when it is no longer just theory, but the person actually lives in this manner, in this awareness, in this consciousness, and the identification, the identity changes from the smaller person to the larger. The scope of the prison expands until finally the cell walls fall away, and the walls of the outer gates fall, and outer gates fall away, and the garden that exists there beyond them becomes. One becomes aware of these of this, and then beyond that, the whole world is available to a person. And so this consciousness that expands, the awareness of which that one has of the universe, of oneself, as being united and with all, and all is part of oneself, and the growing realization and experience and awareness of these multiple levels, the expansion of heart and breath, the working with and affecting the universe and changing life, all of these things are byproducts of going forward, unfolding that takes place in realization, in the transformation of consciousness, of being, of oneself. And it takes only placing yourself toward the highest, and in accord with that, each step that you make, each movement that you make is welcome because it is part of yourself and remembering, and you'll find that each step you take, that the universe takes 10 steps or 1,000 steps or 100 steps to you and carries you and lifts you along the way to re-becoming. This transformation that takes place is not special. It's not special because you are this to begin with. It's only that you've forgotten. It's like you've put on a suit of clothes which is of a particular kind, and then you identify yourself as being the wearer of these clothes, and that the clothes make you the person, the personality, and they limit you into living in a certain way, perceiving in a certain way, identifying that you are those clothes. But if you have a closet full of clothes that's available to you, and each time you place on a different garment, you'll have a different experience of what you are, still part of yourself, until finally you begin to recognize and you identify not with the clothing so much as the wearer of the clothing. And then you find out that the closet that you have is only one small part of the room, and that the room is in a larger house, and the house within a larger neighborhood, and so on and so forth. And each step you take in that is one of realizing and becoming again that which makes up the neighborhood, the house, the room, the closet. You are of all these things. It's yourself. It's your very nature, the highest of the being. As you place yourself toward this, then you rise toward that. I've spoken before that whatever you place yourself toward, you become, you grow toward. And how important and valuable clear intention is in this process. Truly, the heart unfolds, the awareness unfolds toward the highest of what you place yourself. And as you examine many of the elements that make up your higher self, as you become more aware of this, and you can call it your ideal, your beloved, which is a state in which you are loving that ideal of self that you point toward. All these qualities that you have that allow you to experience, feel, sense, these are all part of you also. You couldn't do it without it. And so when you touch on them, you're transforming yourself from your lesser octave, we'll say, to your symphony, which includes all the tones and all the notes in a much grander scale. And then you're no longer identifying with just a little instrument, but rather the entire orchestra. And then beyond that, that formlessness from which the orchestra came, the director of the orchestra, the conductor, one becomes of that awareness and the consciousness. This is beginning to know that which is behind that which is behind. You go further and further, and this unfolds more. And the process of growing toward this, again, is the process of transformation. You move toward this. So these things that one would do in terms of practices, for example, paying attention to the various clothes in the closet, an ideal of a larger wardrobe, is akin to paying attention through meditation, recitation, experience, attention, acceptance of the very nature of the qualities which of your ideal, which have been called sometimes the divine names, the names of God, the names of Allah, the names of the infinite, Yahuwah, the qualities that exist in that. So we pay attention to the elements, the qualities, and as we do this, then each one of those qualities, by attention, by acceptance, by focus, they unfold within ourself. They're drawn to ourself from what appears to be our ideal, and it is in this sense because the ideal is that which one creates, and yet you can't create anything more than what you can experience and find and know that's within yourself. And so you touch on these things, and as you do, that they unfold within yourself. The aspect of guidance is one which leads you either externally through another being, such as a so-called teacher or guide, who then can assist you in putting your attention in the correct order, in the correct manner, in the correct way, and acting and living in a certain manner, and provides an attunement and a vehicle for you to catch that sense of realization, the next step, so to speak. Gives you a reflection that you can that can guide you and lead you to yourself. Not to that person, but that person stands in and shows as experience, shows as through their own form, that you can again reach these levels of self-awareness, of growing, of transforming yourself, because they step in and become the visible symbol for the universal ideal to which you aspire, and then they become as part of a ladder in a chain of transmission. It allows you to move along further, or opens the way for you to move along further toward the real, toward that which is of yourself. When you place your attention on the highest of your ideal in any way that you do this, then this becomes toward you, unfolding. It's beyond name, it's beyond form, it's beyond intuition, it's beyond even the level of heart. And breath carries you toward it. It's the unfolding of oneself from the unmanifest into you, and then becomes manifest through you into this world. This is part of transformation. So these next practices that I'm going to give all relate to parts of transformation. You can take them, you can apply them, you can use them as you will, as you're guided, as your intuition unfolds, as you feel to. Don't overdo. Just practice as you're guided. Apply them as your intuition and sense leads you. This is how you feel, and that's real.